So the discussions have been around the key theme itself, but also focusing on some of those sub-thematic areas that are linked to the socioeconomic recovery from COVID-19. And there has been a lot of discussions around what would it take, what are the areas that needs to be addressed, right? Whether it's health, whether it's economic and social protection, whether it's digital transformation, but also addressing some aspects that are, you know, it's a common thread among all countries, which is debt relief, the financial architecture. How can economic growth be boosted in the countries of the South? And how can the countries of the South, you know, collaborate among themselves to be able to advance development? Of course, the lack of financial means has been a key issue. And also highlighting that, you know, while the pandemic has really rolled years back in terms of development across the different nations, it has also created some opportunities where one has to look forward in terms of advancing, such as digital transformation, such as also strengthened, if you will, the inter-country solidarity and support to each other, especially in overcoming the implication of the pandemic and addressing the pandemic during the pandemic itself.
Thank you so much. A lot of issues there.
Yes.
Of course, you mentioned the countries of the global South, developing countries. I mean, this is a wide group of nations. Are there any similarities or anything that they have in common?
Of course, a lot of those thematics or implications, as you well know, are not bound by geography. When we talk about climate change and implications, and climate change doesn't know any geography. So there has been a lot of common themes across the different countries, but also the countries that really aspire to collaborate among each other, given the similarities in the context, given the similarities in the challenges that they are facing, and also those southern-led and born solutions that have proved to be working in certain contexts and, you know, may as well be worth replicating in other countries.
Can you perhaps give us some examples of how South-South cooperation has worked?
Yes, for sure. I mean, we as the UN Office for South-South Cooperation, we do have a digital platform whereby we try to document all those best practices and some of those, you know, solutions that have been applied. And there is like an acumen of more than 900 solutions, but also institutions that are registered. And we do feature some of what the countries have been doing. But in addition to that, I'm going to give you a few examples, because within the framework of the trust funds that we manage, we do implement demonstration projects. And one of them is the UN India Trust Fund Partnership Fund, whereby we have built a portfolio of some 66 development projects. And this is in partnership with 51 developing countries, quite, you know, substantial. And it is focusing on South-led and demand-driven initiatives. For example, in Timor-Leste, in partnership with the Ministry of Education, and thanks to the fund, we have been able to leverage information and communication technology to improve education and skills for 1,200 students from remote districts, and they have now gained, you know, computer literacy and have access to computer labs. We do have also within our within the support of our fund for South-South, a project which is in Côte d'Ivoire, and it is showcased in the China-Africa rice value chain, and it's connecting research institutions, smallholder farmers, and private sector from China and Africa. Other examples, you know, are numerous. One of them is UNDP's regional COVID-19 recovery project, which provides also for the transfer of vital health technologies to Cambodia, Laos, PDR, Myanmar, Nepal, and the Philippines. And it has reached 14 million direct and indirect beneficiaries. So examples are, you know, numerous. The challenge is, you know, we need to keep mapping those initiatives, but also sharing the experience and sharing the best practice, because it has proven that it is a definitely not only an innovative way but an effective way that has been boosting development and recovery.
Are there any other challenges or sensitivities that we may see in implementing South-South cooperation? Or are there any particular issues that we have to be mindful of?
I mean, we need to be mindful of those emerging issues. I mean, conflicts, but also issues related to the difficulties in accessing financing. I mean, the countries have been voicing this for the past few days, you know. They're calling for the review of the financing architecture, debt relief. These are issues that is taking the attention of the countries into one direction versus the other. And also, I mean, challenges related to access to technology, access to knowledge. I mean, this is also post-COVID era and during the COVID, while it provided opportunities, but there are challenges of building capacities, you know, reinforcing human capital. But I also want to mention one important thing is the institutionalization, you know, strengthening the institutions to be able to support in this resilient recovery, whether from COVID-19 or all the other socioeconomic implications post-pandemic.
Ms. Al-Khatib, thank you so much for speaking to us. And as the new director of this very important office at the United Nations, is there anything in particular that you want to focus on during your time?
Very good question. Well, you know, in line with the mandate of this office, which is quite an impressive and powerful mandate, while we are hosted by UNDP, but we do support the whole UN system. And the focus at this stage is to see how we can bring South-South and Triangle cooperation at the country's level and working closely via the UN system at the country's level to be able to anchor South-South and Triangle cooperation in the national development planning. This is one key angle that we are focusing on. Another angle is widening the knowledge sharing and the experience sharing. And with this, we are also intending to have a solutions lab whereby not only we will be sharing experiences, but also to incubate and test ideas for solutions that can be, adopted and used in terms of South-South cooperation. The other angle is also working in terms of capacity building, right, at the regional level, but also at the local level. And to keep generating from our different trust funds best practices and lessons learned that can feed into the knowledge exchange, but also the policy discussion fora. We are also, you know, very proud to have different networks that we can access. And, you know, we do believe that the collaboration with the whole UN system will be quite valuable and will bring a lot of added value to all of this. The expectations are high, and the member states are also, you know, eagerly waiting for solutions.